Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody get up.
No more pretending, 'cause
I'm down in Tribeca, right next to De Niro, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like the Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties, sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely leave from.
What's up, everyone? I know this is supposed to be the MMA Hour with Roosevelt. I think he probably forgot. Probably partied too much last night.
He's out pimping.
Well, whatever he's doing. So we're going to change gears a little bit and just talk about, we're going to talk about a little bit about MMA for the next maybe 20 or 30 minutes. Not just that, but what is that boxing matchup is going to happen up? Mayweather versus...
Who cares? some person who's going to get their ass kicked.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Let's have a look. Keep talking. I'll bring up the news.
No, it's just like, I guess I lost interest in boxing. It's just like, there were not that many greats in there anymore. And I guess, I wouldn't say Mayweather would kind of killed it for me, but I think ever since his last fight, because I guess it was supposed to be a, no, it wasn't with him. It was with somebody else. No, it wasn't with him, because the person he was fighting, I think it was, I forgot who it was, but he had more hits and stuff than Mayweather, but Mayweather ended up still winning by decision.
Right. Basically, the card for tonight is in Las Vegas, where it normally is when they do these type of things.
It on Showtime.
They are showing it on Showtime pay-per-view.
Oh, so we can probably watch it tonight if we want to.
The match is, the card is like this. It's a 10-round fight between Ashley Theophane and Pablo Cesar Cano. A 12-round match between, I don't even have to spell off these people's names. I want to say Ishii Smith versus Carlos Molina. 12 rounds with Danny Garcia versus Lucas Mathis. And then it's a 12-round match scheduled for Floyd Mayweather versus Sal Alvarez, which is a junior middleweight division. And it's for the ring WBC and WBA titles.
Well,
so there's a lot of titles on the line for that one.
Exactly. So it will be interesting to see like who's going to win it tonight.
I think where people get disappointed with pay-per-views when it comes to even like boxing and MMA is that you're not guaranteed a certain amount of time.
Uh-huh.
So this whole card could be over in 30 minutes. Seriously,
yeah,
it could
like,
be over in
like
30 minutes.
It's like the same thing with UFC. It could be over in minutes.
Right. But no, I'm saying this whole card with like 1, 2, 3, all 4 matches could be done in 30 minutes. And then, you know, that's where people complain about the costs and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I think by putting it on prep things such as Showtime, HBO, those things would be better because when you do that, if people say, for example, we were interested in that, we could actually subscribe to Showtime for the month just to watch that, but then you don't lose your money because then you've got all the movie channels and everything else that you can tune into.
Mm-hmm.
So even if the actual matches only last, all told, I'm just putting it out there, 30 minutes. I know it tends to go on longer than that because of the commentary and interviewing the boxers and stuff. But just for argument's sake, you still end up with a lot of benefits to it. Whereas if it's like a straight pay-per-view, like a wrestling pay-per-view, where you have to order it and you're paying like $50 for it and you only get 30 minutes to an hour's worth of thing, that's why people get unhappy. So I think by putting it on HBO, Showtime, those kind of channels is probably a better idea.
Right. Well, I guess they think they're going to make money because it's Mayweather and he's undefeated.
Well, screw Mayweather being undefeated.
Let's see. But they would do that to me. Just give me a minute. Just trying to get this back to where it was. But I guess in Germany they're going to have a couple of fights. In Rema, Canada, they're going to have like at least like 2 fights. In Huntington, New York, about a few fights as well. In England, 2 fights, and wow. It just seems like they're going to have like some fights going on today, too, before that match. So, it'll be very interesting. But I know UFC has one next week, and that should be interesting to watch with John Jones. And I forgot who else he was going to be fighting. But I like that the Ultimate Fighter featuring ladies. So at least that will show that, you know, ladies can be fighters too. Yeah, it went back to... okay. Ow. All right, we both step on each other. I'll let you do that. And so that UFC fight would be interesting to see next week.
Who's going next week?
Yeah, this one will be on pay-per-view. Just give me a second. Let's see. Just give me a second here.
Was it on? This channel that it
was on? Yeah, there it is. Right
there,
Ralph.
Oh, Rip It Ralph. I thought you could smash it, Ralph.
Say it's smash it. Kind of close enough. Probably gonna actually go through their actual website to find out. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to try to read the card and go from there. So let me go to UFC.com. And also, after we're done here, we're going to talk about the first week of the NFL. See, I don't know, it'll pop up in a bit. Like I said, I apologize if I get these names wrong. So it seems like the card is already set for next Saturday. The previews, of course, will be online at a little after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And, of course, the prelims on Spot Sports 1, that's the new network, will be at 5 o'clock with, like, 4 matches. Of course, you got the main ones right on pay-per-view at 7. Well, not will be 6. 6 Central Time. And you had the main one for the light heavyweight title fight, John Jones versus Gustavo. Wait, let me click on this because I know they'll show, like the whole names and stuff. Alexander Gustafsson. So he only had one loss, and John Jones only had like one loss. So I think that would probably be one of the biggest fights that people will want to see on pay-per-view next week. And it's going to be in Toronto, Canada. As I said, they already have like big events going on down there. So
they do. They do. I just that's why you're looking for that. One thing I don't know if people actually realize, but they don't do it anymore. But back when I was in high school, boxing was actually part of gym class for kids.
It was?
Yep, they did boxing.
Oh, wow.
Because it was considered a noble sport and everything. They stopped that. I would say I was in my...
Okay.
In my second or third thing of...
Oh, for me.
Yeah, Shell.
Oh, yeah, it's my old bill. Oh, well.
But no, they did it for like the longest time. All boys learned how to box.
Man, that'd be something.
It's
supposed
to build confidence and stuff, too. You know what I mean?
No, I was going to say, it'd be kind of scary at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
they have the patterns and stuff on their faces.
Oh, I'm signing on here. Let's see how my fantasy team's doing in the NFL. Just give me a second here. There we go. I already know they started week 2, and let's see if any of my players played through that Jets and New England. Nope.
Aren't you supposed to be talking about MMA?
I did already.
Okay.
There we go. Let's go to week 1. See my total. 12 points.
6 points are down the side.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, the total of it. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I'm 1-0.
There you go.
That's good. At least for one of them, I'm 1-0. Look at that trophy.
It's a nice trophy.
Let's see. Let's go to my team again.
You have to talk.
I know. Just trying to look here. Because I know I got more than one team. And,
Who's your other team?
Yep, I am 1-0, so all I gotta do is try to look for the, Wait, I wonder what that trophy is, so let me go in the trophy room and see. Most satisfying player in, what's this, Black Flag Award? Yay!
That's a bit racist, don't you think? Black flag? Are they giving you a black flag because you're a black man?
Yes, me. Mr. Jones. Very racist. No. But, you did saw the Packers game this past Sunday, so you said it was a very, very good game.
I said it was back and forth. The Packers obviously have got a lot to learn from it.
Oh, dog, I got like less than a minute left. It'll be a job.
Robert.
Dog, normally it'll be easy enough for me to try. No, he can come home. Rolls it up. Yep. I knew
he
it.
Forgot,
no, he wasn't feeling well. I was going to tell him it's okay that it's already taken care of.
Hello. Hey, Robert.
Taken care of.
Jordan's mom was going to bring you home on her way to work.
Let's see. Normally, I'd be able to go to my league. Oh, there we go.
No, because it's Michelle's birthday today, so I'm sure they're doing something, and AJ wants you home.
Let's see how I did in week one.
That hurt my ear. You're just so mean to me.
Let's see.
Wow, thanks.
Defense wasn't that good.
Who is that?
Yeah, it seemed like I sucked at week one. Let's see.
But no, AJ wants you to come home, don't you, AJ?
Yep.
He says yep.
So. Yep. My other one, Artrell NFL 2013. I am 0-1.
Oh,
hey, at least my Big City Bangers, I'm like
1-0.
Okay. Oh, you're
1.
All right.
My other one, yeah, I'm
1-0. Bye.
And I know week two since the Jets had played, and I know they lost, so let me go to week two on that one. I think so far, yeah, I'm ahead in that one. Where's... Oh, yeah, the running back. He only got like 52 rushing yards. So, we go back. Go back. Back. He apologized for it. Yeah. Well, Roosevelt will be on next week, so. Next week for sure.
You know I love
Margaret. Let's see.
Get well soon, Rudy.
That's if he's listening.
If you're listening. Love you bunches.
What the? They automatically pick my team for my league.
They do.
Oh, wow. I wonder who I got in week one.
What was that? I don't want to go home.
Well, too bad. Exactly. Yeah, I think, Don, you probably want to check your fantasy league because I think they automatically made us draft.
Really?
Yep.
For them, you're
I don't know if you're losing or not because I don't know who you got.
I don't even know who I took.
Let's see.
Well, not Rick Bob, but A-Rod.
Wait, what was yours? What did you name yours?
I don't think I even
named
mine.
Or let me check something else. Y'all just bear with us here. We're just looking at our fantasy drafts. So just please bear with us. Oh, wait a minute. Never mind. There was another one. Let me check what's going on the West Side Bulls. Oh, no, nothing yet. Pick team, hell no. Bridge Boulder, team, hell no. Man, people must don't like my team. Oh, ours is still, you know, still the same. The Wisconsin Wild or something else.
I think I'm like 0-1.
Let's see. My other one, I am 1-0.
I have checked it.
Let's see. Go to week one. That one. Oh, I won that one too. A very close one. Yay! Oh, wow. Okay, but okay. Only two of my fantasy football teams are doing good, and they're 1-0. Let me look at the trophies for this one. Oh, same one. So that man hasn't changed. Yeah. Okay, it seems like week one was like with good and bad, and of course for Packers it was a hard loss. And for Hazel's team, it was a good one because the team won. Redskins to release Pat White. Wait, let me see who that is. Who you went for, the Jets or the Patriots? Yeah, Jets lost 10-13. Yeah, it was a close game, though. Let's see.
But I guess Mark Sanchez is going to be out for a while.
So yeah, he'll be. Yeah, he's out for a season.
They're going to have Tim Tebow.
Right. No, they got rid of Tebow.
They
did. Yep.
Where did Tebow go?
I forgot where he went.
Oh, Patriots.
Yeah, Patriots. Honestly?
Or is it
Graham Carroll? I don't know. I really don't know. Pat White must be their kicker, so That's why they probably let him go. Alrighty. Well, I know I was supposed to do my wrestling fan. Oh, no, not WFSL show, but ex-AJ show. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to do that in a few minutes, and I'm going to close this show off. So, you know, we'll be back on next Saturday for the MMA hour. And what I'm going to do here is play a song to, or just play something to help us leave. And don't forget to check our show after the pay-per-view, the Aftermath Special, tomorrow at 10 o'clock. So pay attention to that and listen to the Ask AJ show, where we're going to give out our predictions on who we think is going to win tomorrow night's matches. So until then, still check us out on Blog Talk Radio, and have a good day. Well, enjoy the weekend.
James, please don't do this.
I just had the best year of my career. I gotta keep things fresh.
Well, then let's just go to Foot Locker. They got all the fresh new gear.
But I have real talent.
Can I get playback?
Okay.
I wear my shirt open so you see my chest, girl. I work so hard.
Is that me?